All right, so hey everyone, welcome back to the Yard Premium, featuring our premium members.
Yeah, right?
Premium.
I feel like the three of us have never done the podcast, just the three of us.
I don't think we have.
No, it feels weird. I'm already feeling the weirdness.
Have I done a three-man podcast ever? Oh, you were sick once.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've done a three-man.
You replaced me with the inflatable.
Yeah, that was a he was funny.
Wait, who?
What?
The inflatable is funny.
It wasn't. Was
no,
it funny?
He's really funny.
Inflatable Nick killed it.
But you
it.
Also think I'm funny, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
but I'm not like comparing them apples to oranges.
Right.
I think you're funny. You know? Okay. I couldn't even. I see. I feel mean if I keep the big.
It smells like matches.
Bro, it smells like matches and a half of a burnt cigarette drag.
God, doesn't it make you feel at home?
Yeah.
My mom used to smoke cigarettes in bed and watch Lifetime movies.
God. It just smells like a poker table.
I love that because it's
no,
like
it doesn't.
If you're teetering on the edge of becoming a hardcore smoker, you're like, I'll still smoke these outside. But once you've truly caved, you just don't care.
Well, my
anymore.
Mom owned a house because of the subprime mortgage lending.
Mm-hmm.
Some call it the crisis.
Yeah,
you
but
know.
For others it was a win.
So for others it was a W. Mm-hmm. It was a POG W.
Are we talking about CDLs again?
Yeah.
We're talking about
Margot Robbie explained this to me.
Actually, we never were late on a mortgage payment. She hustled her ass off, but she owned a house and she smoked inside that bitch.
I was gonna say The Big Short cut out the 30-minute extended. Scene of Slime's mom also winning off the sack of the housing crash.
Explaining to us how subprime loans work.
Yeah, it was so funny because before that we lived in this apartment and she again this was back in the time it was the 90s, bro. You could just smoke inside and the walls had these like yellow streaks on them.
Yep.
From all the cigarette smoke.
Yeah,
it was cool.
It was beast.
I think I tell you this once. My grandparents smoked in the house their whole life when they were still together. And one time as a kid, because I knew cigarettes were bad, I hid my grandmother's cigarettes, like her pack of cigarettes.
I did this to my dad.
And she lost it.
Yeah.
It was not good. And that's when I learned that you cannot fuck with addicts.
Don't get between the beasts.
Yeah.
And their supply.
The beast comes out.
Wait, when you said still together, did they one of them die or did they
no,
get
they
divorced?
No, they divorced.
Your grandparents divorced?
That's yeah.
old to divorce.
That's crazy, right? We just skipped over
no,
that.
No, Viagra exists.
That's true.
That would right. save the marriage.
No.
Well, yeah, I'm saying.
I don't know if that was the dynamic at play, guys.
No, so we're talking
so you're
about
hot
your
ass grandparents.
Shut up. Having raw,
they're hot. They're hot.
They're raw grandparents.
Just raw piping.
Like. Right. Like, just crazy.
Crazy, right. Fucked up, dry, weird sex.
Yeah. Like right.
Oh, dude.
It smelled like golf clubs in there.
They made it sound like...
It did smell like cigarettes.
It sounded like stick in the box. Mm. It was like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wow. that's venereal diseases jumped up crazy in nursing homes. Because
yeah.
Wait.
Got invented.
I just put a stick in the box. Is that about sex?
It could be.
I don't know.
I thought it was about putting a gun in a glove box, but
it could be that too, guys.
Because then the
I honestly thought he just found a stick in the box.
But that
and
is
he was thrilled.
Like but
a wooden
isn't that
stick?
Yeah, like a wooden stick in
that
a box.
It was like really thick
that's
and
the
good
beauty.
For swinging.
In like a rectangular liminal kind of box just in a room.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know.
It could be that too.
It could be any of
and
these.
And that's why, Roddy Ricch made such a hit.
Because he's a poet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of rap.
If you play it backwards,
music.
it's you putting a box, you're taking a stick out of a box.
Oh no.
Yeah, which would be worse.
That's so, yeah.
That would be bad.
That's a lot. Well, then you put it back in.
I think it's gun
Did
in the glove box.
Did he have
box.
This chin strap? Fuck 12, fuck SWAT, bussin'. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in a box.
What is he?
And then,
so
then
like with
wait,
the
wait,
box.
Wait. Read the word after. Had to put the stick in a box.
No, that's just
sorry.
An ad lib.
Okay. I didn't read all of the.
He's just filling.
Yeah, you know, he's going.
Yeah, I didn't say it.
Right. Okay. So evidence towards Ludwig's corner, or my corner. He could want to taste the stick. Could be yummy looking.
Yeah, Ludwig has enough clout. He could message Roddy Ricch.
What are them damn rappers talking about? What is that? Why
he's out of jail, right?
Got a stick in a box.
I don't know if Roddy Ricch went to. Did Roddy Ricch go
Ricch
to jail?
Definitely went to jail.
I don't know.
Are you thinking of?
I didn't hear about this song until like for 6 months ago.
For
so.
Box related.
For
box related
paraphernalia. Roddy Ricch found a stick in a box in a local park.
Dude, did Ludwig have this fucking chin strap yesterday?
I did.
Yeah,
am I going crazy?
He did.
It looks miserably bad.
No, he looks fine.
He's just in custody.
He got detained.
Yeah, gun charges.
It looks terrible.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Okay. Every day you walk in here, quit your boxing training, chest training.
I didn't.
I thought you did.
I mean, I quit my training, but I still do the workouts. And I bought a fucking bag for home.
So what I said was right. Anyway.
Dude, I do the training just without a man who's smarter than me telling me what to do.
Yeah, so you quit your training.
Fine. Yes.
No,
I could beat your fucking head.
Point to slime. Point to slime. He's still working out.
And you come here and you just hurt me.
Mm. It looks bad, though.
You do hurt him. Because you're like, Dubbin, why are you on your phone? And why don't we spend time? And then I love you. I love the time that we have together on the podcast. And then you show up and you're hurtful.
You're hurtful.
You truly aren't hurt by what I say.
Your words hurt.
Because you've said this before.
Hurting people.
I think three things.
Oh.
One.
That's the white bitches. Power symbol.
This right here? You
shouldn't do that. There you go.
I think one.
He doesn't like it. Okay, that means something way different.
What's the movie? Is that Inglourious Bastards?
Triglies.
It's like,
Triglies.
I think for one.
What, Dubbin?
It takes a while for a beard to look good, and you have to power through the ugly phase.
You do.
So in the ugly phase, ideally, you get support to get to the final phase that everyone likes.
Okay. Number two.
Yeah. Number two, Cutie asked me to do this for Halloween. Because she wants me to be Travis Kelce.
No.
You're in character.
No. Okay.
I'm
you're method acting. You're getting into character.
Oh, yes.
Why does she want you to be her favorite singer's boyfriend?
Because she's going to be her favorite singer.
And she'll be her.
I thought yes.
And she'll be her for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Right. And she'll wear Taylor Swift's face like a box. She just put a face in the box.
She just put Taylor Swift in a box.
In a box. She chopped him up in a box. And then chopped him in the trunk in the box.
I play football.
Mostly Halloween.
In the box.
What?
It's Halloween.
Dude, you're in some shit.
The Swifties would chop up Taylor Swift and eat her.
She did get yelled at yesterday.
Yeah, Cutie's in some shit, bro. You guys see this?
I saw the aftermath of it. What did she say?
You probably do better than me.
She didn't say much. On her pod, she brought up that her makeup artist, and I was there for this. Because she had a makeup artist come.
Was it the live one at TwitchCon?
Yeah. She had a makeup artist come every morning at TwitchCon. And so 9 a.m. a makeup artist rolls through. I went to bed at 4. So I'm just awake listening to the makeup artist talk. Mm-hmm. And she's a morning person. God bless her heart.
All makeup people should be, by the way.
She was chatting. And she was like, I don't know, Cutie brought up Taylor Swift because she does that. And then the makeup artist was like, ooh, you know her relationship is a PR relationship?
Oh!
And then Cutie's like, I don't know. I don't think so. She's like, I heard from the publicist.
Oh!
And then Cutie's like, that's crazy.
Dude, makeup artists, hair and makeup artists, both in film and TV and production, anything, they're big fucking gossipers.
If you want tea, you ask makeup.
Yeah.
You make friends with makeup and they will tell you the fucking tea.
I don't fucking trust them.
What?
I don't trust them.
I do, dude.
Because they fucking, something.
They
something,
have all the information.
Sephora joke. I just don't.
No, dude, they're Varys the spider.
They are Varys.
Okay, I believe them now.
They're all bald eunuchs. That's why they're good at makeup.
Because they have nowhere else to turn to.
Because they have no junk.
Yeah, no dick and balls.
Can you make a eunuch out of a woman?
You give them a penis.
You give them balls.
Yeah, you put balls in the way of their vagina so they can't use it anymore.
It's like in Majora's Mask when that big ass boulder's in front of Long Long Ranch. And you gotta throw a big keg at it. As the Goron.
I don't have the items to break this yet.
Fuck, what do I do here? Like, yeah, it's a thing. Chastity right. Balls.
Yeah, so. So
do you think we can make chastity balls?
We're podcasting our asses off here, fellas. Can you fucking get involved?
Is the car going too fast for you
happened.
Guys?
I think this happened, too.
Car's too fast. There's a lot of G-forces.
Maybe this is what the stick in the box is.
I put the chastity balls in the pussy.
I put the balls in the box.
A eunuch's just getting neutered, right?
Yeah, a eunuch, I think, gets their balls and pee-pee.
So what is spayed?
Wait,
spade is what happens to cats.
I know, but we
and yes, and I thought about this.
We know the results of spade, but like, what do they do?
I've always wondered that. A eunuch is when you just lose your bowl.
I thought okay.
Well, they oftentimes.
I thought a eunuch is what you are. Castrated is what happens to you.
Spaying is the removal of the ovaries and uterus.
Oh, that's what happened. Show me eunuch.
Show me
a picture of Aiden.
A man who has been castrated, okay, especially in the past, one employed to guard the women's living areas in an Asian court.
Zipper, show me castrated.
Yeah, click
dude,
castrated.
Dude, the term is an ineffectual person.
Yeah. Remove the testicles.
Yeah, okay. I
so you get to keep
balls.
Your pee-pee?
Yeah.
Your wiener?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's optimal. Well, it'd, yeah, be, because, it'd be easier to put it between your butt cheeks.
Your wiener doesn't work,
your
right?
Balls
yeah,
be in
I think the idea, you lose a lot of your sexual drive.
Have you heard of a castrato?
Yeah, it's the Italian boy singers.
Yeah, it's Aiden.
Wasn't it to fucking, yeah, it was to keep you singing high.
Yeah.
Because you don't hit puberty. I remember, I read this like account of a guy who survived the Heaven's Gate cult, which was, maybe it was Heaven's Gate, but it was one of those cults where you chop off your wiener. And then after that, you kill yourself. And you had to do it.
Reading the pamphlet for the cult, like, I mean, it all looked dope as fuck.
Yeah, no, because the idea was that the Hale-Bopp comet was coming around the Earth, and it was actually a divine vehicle, much right. like our podcast vehicle, mm-hmm. that would capture your spirit and take you off into divinity. But you had to die for it to happen.
Surely someone there is like, what if we just went to the last step? Do we really need to do the chopping? Yeah. So just
part
kill
it,
yourself.
Part of it was releasing yourself of all earthly pleasures. And so it was part of it. Some of these people got really into it and they got castrated. And so what they did, I remember reading the account. It was this guy who decided not to kill himself at the end. He was like, this sucks. He was like, I don't want
to
do that.
Like a sausage link to the meetup. Crazy, like, I did it. Ouch. Right.
He did it after.
No, he got castrated.
Yeah. Damn. That's the weirdest place to quit.
Yeah, right. He was like, you know what? But he was saying how much it sucked.
Because he did the second worst thing.
Second worst thing. And he said, the feeling doesn't go away. I still wanted to have sex. He got his balls and penis removed. And or like some sort of way.
Wow.
Like his penis, he could still pee and stuff. But he was like, I still wanted to have sex and like it was still there and I wanted that, but I couldn't do it anymore because I was like mutilated. And it was very sad to read. Guys, don't join a cult. Only call your girlfriend up and tell her.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So my girlfriend was mad at me last night and was there for this bit in the podcast. She's like, I listened to your fucking bit.
Oh,
your podcast. And she was like, Aiden said this, but you said this. And I'm like, I think you misinterpreted the bit if you're not mad at Aiden too, just being clear.
Wait, what was she mad at you about?
The joke was that we were all cheating on our girlfriends.
Yeah.
Which we're not doing.
Except.
but she was like, somehow heard it in a way that absolved Aiden of all of this.
Yeah. So fucking
and I was
funny.
Like, I think you misinterpreted. I think we are all guilty, just being clear.
Yeah.
Absolved.
I got you guys in a little bit of hot water.
No.
No.
Did Cutie like the joke?
She didn't say shit.
She ain't on that episode yet.
So anyway, Cutie.
Oh yeah, the makeup artist attacked. Tells her this thing, then she brings it up on Wine About It. She says, "My makeup artist said this," and then I found that I looked at.
Well,
it.
Well, she brought it up at TwitchCon.
Yeah, at TwitchCon
on the stage.
Wine About It.
But oh right.
It was the Wine About It episode.
Wine About It.
And then an Instagram gossip account, which is like a 2 million follower account that posts like 30-50 stories a day. That's just like, oh yeah, no, Harry Styles is still with this girl, and it's like, oh no, yeah, they're for sure
because
like,
he fucking is.
They're getting engaged.
Yeah, they are fucking are.
And they're just like, you know, trying to be ahead of People Magazine, and they got plugs. Mm. One person asked, they're like, hey, Cutie said her makeup artist said a publicist said that this relationship's PR, and then the girl's like, where'd you hear that? Wrong. Mm. And then the Swifties went a little nuts on her.
That's so fucked.
Someone went a little crazy on they
that's her
back.
Own kind. How is her own kind. How that make you feel, white boy?
I mean,
I want to ask her. I want to ask Cutie, bro.
You can relate.
Oh yeah.
Your own kind oftentimes bite you.
They do.
Smashers.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Have
corms.
You been bitten by a smasher?
Of course,
have
man.
Have you trusted a smasher than been bitten by him?
Of course, man.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, that's how it feels.
There's a lot of Swifties. There's probably Nazi Swifties.
Dude, that's such a crazy. There's probably enough Nazi Swifties to be on an MMO server or something. Like, we're the Nazi Swifty Guild.
Yeah.
And we raid Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
They're not getting world's first, but, like, they can probably be the boss.
I just really found my community here.
Wow.
She's big.
She's big enough.
Yeah. I mean, most of them are probably, like, you can find a stereotypical Swifty.
Whoa.
You can, like, a 20-year-old girl.
Yeah, like a normal.
Goes to college or something.
Dude,
but there's a Nazi.
Dude, Zoomers still fuck with Taylor like that.
Yeah.
Because Cutie's a millennial.
Do you think that's the primary Taylor demographic?
No, the millennials.
It's gotta be the millennials now.
I don't know. I think
it's gonna be forever. I think it's young girls.
I think
it's like under 18.
No.
Every Taylor Swift, shit. Well, I guess I just don't know. I think 18 to 24, if I had to guess. I'm realizing that my social circle has also aged with me now.
Yeah,
she has. You have a bunch of 14-year-old friends. What do you, yeah, what do you usually say?
Wait, they're into Dream and Taylor Swift.
Well, ask your little brother if the girls at school like Taylor Swift or if they think it's lame.
That's actually so true.
They, like they definitely don't think it's lame.
Did she feel betrayed by her kind?
She was saying that, and then I told her the thing that I told you.
That smashers get mad at slime all the time.
Yeah.
They might think it's lame. Justin Bieber was lame in my high school.
For the guys or the girls?
A little bit of both.
No, the girls love Jubbin.
Okay, we're not in the same...
The girls love Jubbin.
We were not...
Jeff?
We're talking about Jubbin?
We were talking about Jubbin.
Jubby Yonders.
What if your name was Justin? Do you think you would have made it?
Like, to this position?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think so, yeah.
You think so?
I'd be here.
But it would hurt.
I would probably go by...
It would
by,
make it harder.
I'd go by a different name.
Yeah, you'd be like...
I'd go by J.A. Call me Ja.
No, you'd be like Chaos Stalker.
I'd be Ja.
No, you wouldn't.
Justin Onder.
Please give me Ja.
I want Jubbin.
Jubbin.
I want your name legally to be Jubbin from now on.
Justin Ogren. Dude, that'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Think about it.
Justin Onder's Ogren.
Dude, you're just less famous if you're named Justin.
That's what I'm saying. Ludwig's like kind of a quirky, fucked up, stupid ass name, right? But like Justin, that's like a normal
name. Here's the thing. If my name was Justin and we're in this exact spot, you're coming to me and you're like, what if your name was some fucked up? Like,
I know. And that, dream with me.
You had a
dream
fucked up name.
Your
like
mom
dubbing.
Names you Justin.
Yeah.
And then
she would never.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she's French. She'd never name me something so. I can find out what name number two was, but it was not Justin.
I do want to know what that is. God. I don't mind.
What was it?
I rolled pretty good. My alternate names were Sam or Jake.
You're such a Jake. Oh my God.
You're such a Jake. Sam's really off for you.
Sam's off.
You can be a Jake.
Those are the options. My dad wanted Nico. My mom said no.
Nico.
So they settled with Nick.
Mm.
Or Nicholas.
I would have loved to be a Nico.
Nico would be cool.
That's a beast to name. What was your backup?
Don't know.
Was it your mom's idea?
Probably.
Your dad probably knows.
I'll ask him. I don't know.
We were going to call you Waluigi, but then the whole game came out.
One of the key vehicles to the in the decision making is... No longer available.
Yeah, that's but one is.
Yeah.
And he's up in the sky right now, flying in a big old circle.
He's a pilot.
He's not flying in a circle, to be clear.
He's probably
unless the Earth circles, because it's one.
No, he's flying in a fucking
straight
circle.
Line,
just
straight
fucking
line.
It's
time.
Practice, bro.
He's like, what?
He just figured that out.
This thing fucking turns.
I wanna see your dad whip one of them shits. I wanna see him whip one of them Spirit Airlines.
Would he teach me how to fly?
He drift a
would
plane.
Would my dad teach you how to fly? Actually, yeah.
I wanna learn how to fly.
Unironically. If you wanted to make a video like that, he absolutely would do it.
I wanna fly a plane, but not like one of those lame planes. Like the big ass ones.
You wanna fly a prop plane.
Yeah. This is just rich guy endgame.
That's what he would teach you. This is rich guy endgame.
You should invite Austin Show and make a video on the plane.
I don't think it's rich guy. I think rich guy endgame is just having a jet.
No, it's rich guy endgame. John Travolta flies his family around like
this
an
is
asshole.
Mid,
that's tight.
This is like mid rich guy tier thing to do. Is like, you know, why don't I get into flying?
Yeah. I
because it's
get
an
into
expensive hobby and it takes a lot of time.
I wanted to get into flying because the Ghibli movie.
This is why I didn't think that he would have watched Cowboy Bebop.
Like, it's like he got into fucking tennis from like Ping Pong the Anime or something.
Yeah, right. Like this is embarrassing.
I think David Chong did that.
David Chong probably did.
Yeah.
And that's okay, but it's okay. Yeah. It's cool when he does
and
it.
David, yeah. And it was cool when David Chong was Lord Farquaad for Halloween. He's on a different level.
Yeah,
okay.
He kind of, dude, David Chong runs you. Actually, bro.
David Chong does.
David Chong comes through the fucking party and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. God, he.
Why does he run me?
He destroys you at ping pong for one.
That's actually for real.
I mean,
and
that's,
true.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah.
There you go. He does a lot of ping pong, you know, it's not.
Conceded. White flight flag raised.
It's not the white flag.
Dude, by the way, I was going to say this on the main, but I forgot. But there's can you look up Trail Cams Zipper on Twitter? There's an account called Trail Cams, which is very cute. And it's like where trail cams are just posted up in the wild and they'll take candid videos and snapshots of animals being animals in nature. and there's like deers and there's bears and all these cute, and it's a great account. And yeah, this is it. Oh, this is a different one. This is called Better Trail Cams. There's a reason for that, because I found this Trail Cams account and I sent it to Maya, because every time I see something interesting that's animals, I send it to her and she's like, oh, cool. and she was like, followed beast account. And I'm Rezo. Like, you and me. And then so fucking someone messages me because I retweeted one of these Trail Cams pictures and someone was like, yo, the Trail Cams account is a neo-Nazi. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, bro. Like, check this out. And there was like a post exposing their likes, and it was like raw, hardcore, like Heil Hitler, like pictures of Hitler.
Can you click into that one?
Yeah. So this is the original one, but they hid their likes because you
can
do that now.
Their likes are hidden.
Yeah. And so I assume this person is still liking Nazi shit, you know, just off the grid. And so the Trail Cams account got canceled, and now there's a better one that just doesn't like Nazi tweets. And I messaged Maya and I was like, bad news.
Dude, can we look at the Better Trail Cams likes? Because it's a really
I would love
it's
to.
An opportunity for a joke, right? Like if they just like
Oh yeah, an account. Zipper doesn't fuck with Elon, so you don't have one. But yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, damn, even like what the fuck is the point of being a neo-Nazi and running a cute deer's
Are they just they're just yoinking the trail cams? Right? This is not their trail.
No.
Okay.
It's just like one of those stupid aggregator.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
Zipper
lame,
logged in. Yeah, it's just liking other pictures of animals. But this could easily be another neo-Nazi.
It would be so fucking funny if
it would be so funny.
It could be the same person.
Yeah, it could. We don't know
VR.
Shit.
Yeah,
it's really funny. They just make another one.
And it's like, it's just, it was
this so much free publicity.
It was this little, like, this little thing on Twitter. And someone messaged me about it. They're like, yo, bro, like, you don't want to be doing that. Like, not even the Trail Cams account.
We can't even have
it's nothing sacred anymore.
I told you guys I met up with Dan Borza, my friend, at the Halloween party, and he was showing us these pictures because he had a friend who used to live in like northern Canada up in the Arctic, and his friend lived in one of those villages of like a couple hundred people in like the northern territories, and he has these photos of polar bears like banging on the side of the house that he lived in. There's this photo of a polar bear roaring in the window frame of his home and smashing on the side of the home.
It's sick because there's videos like that, but the polar bear's face is just blood red because it just ate a seal, and they're white, so it's just like it's like gore, and they're just like, "Hello, I'm a bear. I want to kill you.
Come outside."
Oh, they're so
just
cute.
Come out.
They got
long
ass heads.
Dude, that's cool because homes stop them.
Yeah. I mean, I think
it's
the
like
homes. The homes are definitely
bears.
This
man.
Video is terrifying, dude.
Hello, bear wants you to tell.
That's a pretty good box, though.
Say hello.
That's a steal.
I'm a bear.
That's the stick is in the box right now, and
that,
he wants
maybe
it.
This is what Roddy Ricch when he went to Antarctica.
To be clear, this bear looks like he just wants to have fun and play.
He wants to play with a guy, man.
I'm in the box,
dude. They are so fucking
I'm safe
cute.
In the box.
Why is he in the box?
Look at their big ass
this
head.
Video?
This exact purpose.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to break it open.
This
he
is
wants
like
to
an
kill
observable.
He's like, oh, bears.
It is funny to be kind of like scared because you put yourself in a steel box in the Arctic.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, bear.
And there's a nine foot long animal trying to fucking eat you.
Ted said the dumbest shit I ever heard a man say.
Tell him.
Ted Nowinski.
Yeah. Can you look up gray wolf? He we were at brunch.
Oh, I remember this.
And
thing.
I asked everyone, I said, what's the biggest animal you could kill?
He thinks you could kill a gray wolf?
And he deadass said he could kill is it a gray
wolf?
Let me
specify
gray
the question.
Wolf. There it is.
The question was, what's the biggest animal you could kill with only things at this table? Mm-hmm. And we were at the Caesar's buffet.
Okay.
And the sharpest thing we had was a fork. Because the knives were like butter knives.
Yeah.
And we had like glasses like for drinks, but no like weaponry. And he said gray wolf.
He said gray wolf before I added the table.
Wow. Just hands.
Just hands.
That's crazy. My answer wasn't that much better, to be honest. I said I could kill a giraffe.
I think giraffe runs. Big,
dude, it's
bro.
Kind of bro, like they were like, bro, have you seen them fight? They swing their necks, and I'm like, yeah, that's a giraffe level. I'm on the ground. I run up, boom, knee socket broken with one kick.
It is.
It
like,
falls over, and then I just like slowly cut its neck off.
Like slow, it's just yeah, screaming.
And take
and
all
screaming.
Of its like water out of it.
out of its humps.
You gotta, dude. You gotta scale it like a colossus.
That's the bear. That's the bear outside his house.
That's the bear.
Yeah. That's
oh
the
my
bear.
Fucking
like,
god.
This is your friend's photo. Is,
yes.
He doesn't look happy.
He's just like, I want to fucking kill you.
No,
fuck you.
He's good, man.
It feels like kind of warm.
Hello. Yeah, bro. We're killing the bear's planets.
All of the planets that they live on.
Yeah, bears live on fucking multiple planets.
We're killing their planets.
Yeah, like one at a time.
One at a time.
Yeah, Ted is dumb for thinking he can kill a wolf.
That's all I wanted to
say. I don't think he...
What is the biggest animal you guys could kill?
I think it's Cap, and he was just doing it for the gram, and it pisses me off. Because, like, answer the question, you know?
He felt disrespected. He's like, you really don't think I could do that?
He's a big guy, though.
He's a big guy.
Dude, a wolf runs him.
But a wolf probably runs him.
I think
him.
A police dog runs him.
Absolutely.
No,
a German shepherd?
No. I'm still convinced, man.
You think you can break
a
dog's neck?
You put
a
dog in a ring?
Dude, that's such a fun thing to think about.
If you stab a police dog, it just keeps biting you. It's just like, I don't fuck that. I don't know.
It thinks the ball is in your pocket and it wants it now.
What happens if, like,
this is only
kick
a
dog?
Good show if we put it on and Aiden loses and dies.
If he kicks a dog and it dies because he breaks its neck, it's like, oh.
So I'm down to put it on, but know the result we want.
Okay.
Right. Wait, a Great Dane is bigger than a gray wolf.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's interesting. I thought they were way bigger.
I sleep a coyote.
Maybe it wasn't a gray wolf then.
I think we all can sleep a coyote. I don't think one adult human loses to coyote.
Yeah, coyotes are tiny little babies.
They're
little
kids baby-ass. Too, man. That was on the trail cams.
Coyotes?
Yeah. But now it's like coyotes, you know, 88.
Right.
It's all fucked up, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't even like cute ass animal.
No,
bro.
You can't.
The Nazis
There's so many
everywhere.
Numbers we can't use, man.
Yeah. That's what Jackzilla, I was hanging out with him at fucking Big House, and his Twitter used to be Jackzilla88. I'm like, why is that, Jack? He's like, 88 keys on a keyboard. 88 keys on a keyboard. The Nazis took away keyboards. They took away pianos. This is bullshit.
I had something I want to be vulnerable about.
Oh my god,
I have another call.
You have another call?
Yeah.
Vulnerable. Yeah. Wait, I'm actually on the same.
And it's just about how much I love you.
I'm on the same call.
That's Henry Applebaum or whatever. He's the Heaven's Gate guy.
No.
No. It's a big circle. No. Yeah, he's right here.
Sting in the back.
You don't want to talk to him? The circle's cool. Yeah, keep going around. I'll talk to you later, OG. Okay, tell her I love her.
I was thinking, I have noticed recently, for the first time in my life, that I have like pretty, like more noticeable or like distinct wrinkles in my forehead.
Oh, excuse
me. And it made me think of something you said to me like 3 years ago, which is that you started noticing the signs of aging, like for real, when you turned 27.
Yeah.
And now that we are all reaching that mark, it was like, and I was kind of having a weird internal crisis about it, because I think I've been young my entire life, and I also think I've always looked relatively young for my age. So to have this marker of like unchanging age like marching towards me, it's just like a little jarring. And it made me think about what you said a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you guys have anything that has popped up in your life regarding aging that you guys think or has like made you feel
no
insecure. I mean, besides the obvious.
No, I don't think that.
Oh man, just get Botox.
What?
Get Botox.
Botox.
And it goes
away.
You
look good with Botox.
That's not the point. It's not something to be. It's not something to be fixed. It's just this idea of like, oh, time is marching on. And it's coming for me.
Yeah, how are you guys dealing with that? What's happening to your bodies? Describe your bodies to me.
Yeah, I think you probably dealt with something similar. I feel like for most of my life, I would like say something in a group and everyone would be like, yeah, but you're like a little fucking baby. Like, you're a toddler. Like, what do you know? And I'd be like, I'm not a toddler. I'm a fucking adult. And then everyone just stopped saying it one day. And I was like, wait.
Yeah.
No one's making fun of me for that thing that was my identity.
Does that mean I'm old now? No, call me. Tell me.
We went through like a similar thing at BTS and me at Smash GG as well, where we happened to be in a position where we were pretty young for what we were doing. And it's constantly brought up and recognized, and also something that you might even be proud of to some degree is like, oh, you know, I have accomplished this at this age, but this has disappeared. I'm just a normal age for doing things now. And then on top of the forehead wrinkles, it's like my youth is just disappearing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Do you have anything, man? Do you have any physical?
Bro, he has a chin strap beard.
Yeah, I think I don't know if I have any that I like notice. Definitely like weight. Like it's harder to like lose weight now.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'll go like fucking 4 days without eating, and I'm like, well, I didn't even lose weight. Like, I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm just like busy or something, and I'm just like, I have the same fucking weight.
It catches up, bro. It catches
but
up.
But I think I feel a little bit different because so both my dad and my brother, but all men in my family, they like inflated when they were in their 20s. Mm-hmm. Like they were just like tiny, skinny, and then they just like inflated. And they've been warning me my whole life, like when you hit 25, like you're gonna be like, you're gonna explode. And I did it. And I think it's because I didn't start drinking.
Okay.
I think that saved me a few more years. I think I'm gonna blow up when I'm 30.
I can't, dude, a fat Nick would be so insane.
Oh my God. Dude. And he still climbs.
You know what? He like sucks.
Yeah. It's fat Nick, but he can still do 5 pull-ups on Ludwig's door frame.
He's like,
he tears down the door frame on the 5th.
At least I'd bring something to the friend group. I'd be like our token fat guy.
I don't think, dude, it would be so hard for you. You usually play at a plus EV position in banter.
I'd be fighting for my damn life.
Yeah. It'd be really hard to find a good spot there. You'd be looking for like the next biggest guy. You know, me and Zeke settled it at Big House. He's the shortest guy. He's shorter than me.
Like of the friend group?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah, he's a miniature.
Yeah. He's like half an inch shorter. But it's crazy. I think about so many of our friends are so fucking tall. And I'm like, you know, and finally I looked down on Zeke and I was like, he's like, yeah, but you're second shortest though. And I'm like, it's way different being the actual shortest. Like no one's going to remember.
You don't
got to
worry about that till he dies.
Yeah, I got a reverse. I got a reverse silver medal, which is beautiful for me.
I don't know.
The second to last is the first winner.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel too old because I feel more fit than ever.
Yeah.
So I feel better physically.
No, he's at his physical peak like a
I'm
like
at
a
my
baseball
physical
player.
Peak.
Yeah, that helps. I think in some sense I'm like the fittest I've ever been right now, at least in terms of fucking weights, not cardio, but
it's cuz you're not running for the marathon 1 minute.
But you're not getting any fucking gray hairs or anything?
Maybe. Mm. But that stuff doesn't bother me.
Bags under my eyes. I'm starting to think they're irreversible. But glasses help. Like when I have glasses on, you're just like, I don't even fucking really. When the glasses come off, it's like, oh shit, there they are.
My God.
They're there. And I'm like, I can't even get LASIK because then I'll have to take my glasses off.
Yeah.
I'll have to unhide my
shame.
How
do you get rid of bags?
There's fucking.
In the movie.
You hang out with this guy.
In the movie, what the fuck is it called with Sandra Bullock?
The Blind Side.
Miss Congeniality. Michael Caine, her makeup guy and manager, gives this FBI agent who is posing as a model a little cream and says, this gets rid of the baggies under your eyes. And I never
I need the little cream.
That.
I tried the little cream.
Did it work?
Yeah, yeah. I went to Damn Sephora with my girlfriend, and they had this cream that was like $40, and it was like, just gets rid of the bags under your eyes. They just go away. And
it
I was like,
away?
Oh, cool. And like the back of it's like instant results. And I'm like, instant results. So I go to my girlfriend and I'm like, I think makeup's a sham. I think you've all been owned. I'm going to put this on one eye and then we're going to see what happens tomorrow. Put it on one eye. I didn't tell her which one. And the next day I said, which eye did I put it on? And she could not tell.
Wow.
And I said, makeup is not real.
Makeup's expensive and it costs everything.
Yeah. Well, wait, makeup is real, right? Like you can...
Makeup doesn't exist, no.
But you can like just
it's
tell.
Not, you can't buy it.
I don't see, like when I look at a woman... Like
yeah.
it's, I look at.
He only sees somebody who shouldn't be working at their current job.
Yeah. I don't think any. I don't think no.
I don't think any woman should work.
They shouldn't work.
No women should work.
Because they're all beautiful.
They're all too beautiful to be working.
I think this is actually like the 1918 take on women's suffrage.
No, but now it's woke because
they don't need to vote because they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
They shouldn't sully
their minds with politics and stress.
Sully their minds.
I'm protecting them, if anything.
Aiden's forehead has wrinkles so that theirs don't have to.
Yeah. I'm taking all the wrinkles from
the
women.
I can see it. It looks like your shit look like origami now.
That's fucked up. It doesn't look like origami.
It's funny. I was talking to Josh. He got in yesterday and I was like, he was like, I had creatine on the counter, which I stopped taking because it made me feel like shit. He's like, oh, you take creatine? I'm like, I'm not anymore. He's like, dude, when I took it, fucking hair was just falling out. And I'm like, that's cope. This isn't real.
I think you just notice stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I'll look at my hairline and I'll be like, is it going back? And I don't know. I just get
it's
scared.
It's supposed to go back.
I'm older.
I had this exact same thing with my hairline because I was fucking gaslit so hard. And then I went back to look at old photos and then saw that my hairline has been the same for fucking
been receding for like years. 10 years.
Yeah, you're saying this to yourself.
Years. No, I did the same thing with the forehead wrinkles, and what hit me hard was when I went back and I looked at photos from like a year ago, they weren't like there.
Mm-hmm.
Like they weren't as visible. So it was like, oh, I have digital confirmation
you have
that
great
it's happening.
Forehead.
You think so?
No rank.
I don't know.
How am I doing? I think I have a good forehead.
Wait, so you're like maximizing rank. You're gonna
relax.
Have the one mean wrinkle.
This is what mine come from.
You
the,
looks fine.
The fucking.
You're good. Well,
see,
you're gonna
have I got
what I
massive
have.
Folds when I well, raise got, my eyebrows.
I'm gonna have one mean fucking wrinkle that's like this. That's like
you're gonna. It's only because of YouTube posing for fucking YouTube thumbnails. Yeah.
Oh, true.
Thumbo wrinkles? You're going to have thumbo wrinkles.
Dude, that is so fucking sad.
To be clear, the thumbnail is just like a smile, right?
No, it's always like...
Yeah, you're going to have... You're going to have
fucking...
So
you're just doing an exaggerated smile.
Has anyone done... this has to... The screaming guy painting, but it's toy jacking. Has anyone done that?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's been done.
Hopefully.
Yeah, YouTube has made you ugly.
You're going to have thumbnail crow's feet.
Are you going to have the chin strap in a thumbnail? That's bad. For the algorithm.
What are you chirping about? The chin strap looks fine, all right? I need it for Travis Kelce. I'm going to let it grow.
Why would you want to be a PR boyfriend for Christmas?
They're a real couple. They love each other.
Is that what the Swifties were saying? It's like, don't fucking talk about her fucking boyfriend because it's real, bitch.
Well, yeah, like don't perpetuate narratives that it's PR.
So it's a PR relationship for him.
For her.
Why would she need the PR?
And him.
Yeah, that is a good question.
I didn't know he existed until this.
She wouldn't.
Maybe
that's
he's paying
disrespectful,
her.
But...
Not disrespectful. I watch sports.
He's the number one tight end.
I don't watch sports.
What's a tight end do? Quid pro quo.
I don't know. I don't watch sports.
He's the number one, Nick.
No.
What's a tight end do, Ludwig?
It's wrong.
I'm just saying, like, who is... Like, who
he's
is being, like...
No, he is.
He's dating who? Then learning about Taylor Swift.
Dude, do you think Baby Gronk could Riz up Taylor?
Dude, you Riz think that Riz...
Baby Gronk?
So you know Baby Gronk?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know
graduated
Gronk?
Graduated from LSU and
Gronk
Rizzed
is
up
from
Taylor Swift.
Gronkowski?
No.
So you know Baby Gronk, but not Gronkowski?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. This is so Aiden never watching
up.
A movie that was made fucking before 2005.
Why do I need to know what Gronk is?
See, this is how I feel all the time. Finally, something you would care about.
That's so stupid.
Now you care.
But it's like,
oh, it feels so validated.
Bastardization.
Never forget this fucking feeling.
I know, it hurts.
This is, I know Gronkowski because I played fantasy football for 3 seasons and I would get him on my team every season, but I would forget to run my team and forget to participate in the league at all. And I had the best tight end that everybody wanted to trade for, but because I AFK'd on the league, I just made everybody mad. And Gronk would sit on my team doing nothing and I would lose the season. I did that 3 seasons in a row. And I got kicked out of the league.
Were
you guys playing for money?
Hmm?
There was no money, right?
No.
Yeah, that's why you didn't care. If you're playing
I was
like
in
five,
high school. I didn't care
just
because I didn't watch football.
If it was a 30-cent entry, you would be tracking every week.
Yeah, you would be.
Nope.
You'd have a spreadsheet. How much I lost in fantasy.
When I was playing Madden. With
no,
my...
I have to teach you.
Teach
you? I teach you preach.
Gronkowski,
I guess right now you teach. I preach
was the greatest tight end.
He doesn't know what that is.
He was a
explain what a tight end does.
So tight end is it's on offense, right?
I honor my
you
fellow
can't be
tight
a tight end,
end
on defense, right?
Dude, National Tight
yes.
End Day. That's my day all day.
Tight ends are just like, so there's like a wide receiver.
Right.
They catch the ball.
Yeah.
Tight ends like a bigger version of them. They're a little stockier.
Yeah.
Usually a little taller. And they catch a ball too, but they don't run as far usually. And then they do a lot more blocking because they're supposed to help the running back.
So they're little goblin boys.
They're usually like right outside of the offensive line.
You misunderstood. They're big goblin boys.
So they're little goblins for
us. They're pretty. They're in between a wide receiver and like a lineman.
No.
Which one is Tracer?
Right. Okay. Usually you would do that out of the quarterback, right? Because they're the most fuckable historically.
That makes sense. Quarterbacks are handsome.
This is true. There's an article about it. If you look up the symmetry of quarterbacks' faces, because symmetry is what we look at for beauty, quarterbacks are oftentimes the most beautiful player on the field.
It's so weird.
But we think you're hot and you're like the most asymmetrical face we know.
It is. I think about
that
too.
I'm not that asymmetrical.
The eyes are fucked.
But like your kids were right. You gap all of us, and you're the most asymmetrical.
And your chin strap's uneven.
I get. Oh, it is a percentage. Right. I guess if they're 90%.
Yeah, I just have all my 10% in my eyes.
That's fine. My eyes are fucked too, but no one gives me shit about it because I'm bald, so they don't look past that.
Look at that. That's actually crazy. The average face symmetry is 90%. And all quarterbacks were 97%.
Wait, did you explain what this is? Like, why that is?
He wants to tell you that baby Gronk is wrist up Taylor.
This?
Yeah.
The Gronk thing? Or
like,
the
is there, like, reasons why that's the case?
Why the quarterback's beautiful?
Yeah. I don't know. There's, like, social reasons behind it, right?
Worship?
We've, like, crafted this, like...
Is it because of the most famous, so they have the most equity in becoming beautiful because they have the most sponsors? Like, is that, like, the...
Maybe. It's probably both. Like, it's probably, like, you know, maybe they make the most and then they can make themselves more beautiful. But I also think there's, like, this in America on a vision of a quarterback.
Yeah.
Who's, like, the fucking class
You drift towards
king.
It because you already have some of the traits.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
And then I also think they're oftentimes the leader. And I think, you know,
Donkey Kong is a quarterback.
Yeah, he would...
Of the DK crew,
because he's a beautiful
man.
Isn't
this... This is just a... This is, like, a cornerstone of... Of like pretty privilege, right? There's a bunch of studies on this about like how people are passively treated or like corralled into different aspects of life based off of the perception of their attractiveness.
It's funny. I remember there was this girl. I worked with her. She was a waitress at the diner I worked at, and she was in love with the guy that, and he was a great dude, but he just had the fucking ugliest face I'd ever seen in my life. Like he looked like the Mad Magazine guy.
What is that?
Fucked up.
He looked like
look up Alfred E. Newman. But he was really, really funny and fun to hang around with and cool. And she was just fucking in love with him. And she was so beautiful. And I'm like, that just made me realize at a very young age, like, it doesn't matter for us, bro. Like, Riz is truly it is all that matters.
Riz
and Baby
wins
Gronk
majors.
Could do it. Riz wins majors.
Mm.
That's easy.
Baby Gronk could do it, is what you ended with?
Baby Gronk could beat Mango.
The Riz Whiz.
In conclusion, Baby Gronk is to Gronkowski like a baby Messi would be to Messi. Like,
except he's not related to him at all.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, he's like an up-and-coming talent.
No, I put that much together. I just don't know who the bigger Gronk is. Like, I understood it was derivative.
He's the best tight end.
Of the original human.
He was the best tight end when he played.
No, you don't get it.
Now.
You don't get it. Big Gronk didn't raise Livy at LSU. He's a different
baby
guy.
Gronk,
what's more ethical? Baby Gronk raising Livy or Big Gronk raising Livy?
Probably.
How old is Livy?
Big
She's
Gronk.
Like a 20-year-old
like
20. Olympic gymnast.
Big Gronk.
For Big sure. Gronk for sure.
Because the other one's illegal.
It's so much worse for the 20-year-old to
it's
raise the 12-year-old.
No, he's not raising her. Or no,
oh,
he's raising
he's
her.
Raising her.
It's reverse pedophilia. It should be a crime.
No, it's just regular pedophilia.
That's just a pet. No,
if
it's
you
just
get
pedophile.
Rizzed by a child, you are being a pedophile.
Yeah, but she's not actually getting rizzed in the reality.
But that's what the guy on TikTok said.
Yeah. But like
he lied?
Did he lie?
Bro's kind of money.
He rizzed her.
Right. He rizzed Livy. Baby Gronk did.
Wait.
But that makes her a pedophile.
I didn't realize who we were working with.
Are you talking about Gronk or Baby Gronk?
Baby Gronk. Are you kidding? Look at these two.
No, he has a rat tail. He has a rat tail.
Who are you more likely to be rizzed by? Be real.
Dude. Oh, you can see it. You can see the...
Dude, he doesn't look like him at all.
No.
No.
His dad was insane.
It only has to do with football.
It's because he was labeled like the best 14-year-old football player.
Yeah, and then his dad...
Do I dust him?
He's like...
He's 14.
I don't think he was that good. I don't think he was even 14. Is he even 14?
I could be like the Charmander Gronk or the No, it's Charmeleon.
Middle Gronk.
Middle Gronk.
It's Teen Gronk.
Teen Gronk.
Yeah. Teen Gronk goes to high school.
Yeah.
Baby Gronk all grown up.
Yeah, oh my God.
Libby's 40.
He kind of fell off, didn't he, Baby Gronk?
Yeah. Yeah, because he never had a sequel.
The Baby Gronk fell off. You can do that.
That one weird guy on TikTok.
There's punishments
Baby
and
Gronk
TikTok.
Fell off, but then did Riz Libby. And he just...
Yo, are you kidding me?
Yo, he stacks paper. This kid's fucking crazy.
That is a lot of money.
Imagine his shirt said Bernie Sanders instead.
That'd be tight. With the same picture.
It has the same picture of football players.
It's Bernie Sanders photoshopped as a fucking linebacker.
That's so much money he's holding, unless it's ones, but it's still like a good amount of money.
If it's ones, it's pretty good. It's probably like $3,000-$4,000.
This guy knows money.
Dubbin, how are you feeling?
Right now?
You're tired,
dude,
Dubbin.
Is that Livy? Stop pulling up pictures of Baby Gronk.
Well, Livy looks pretty, I don't know, I won't say it, but rizzed.
He did say it.
he said he didn't want to.
Are you tired? Did you have a morning?
No, I just got up. I just rolled out of bed.
Did you get up on time?
I got up on time. Well, I got up a little bit. I wanted to work out before this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
No.
Why not, Lubbin?
My legs are tired. They're beat.
Hello.
Hello, who's there?
Hello. Knock, knock.
I got beat legs. Because you skipped out on the workout.
I didn't skip out.
Did you go?
I had to go home and take a nap.
I had to.
What is that called?
I had Betty by time scheduled.
He needed to rest up before his son arrived. And
I fielded my son.
Joshua.
Yeah. Is he at all sad about how you talk about
Joshua
him?
Joshua Bears is here. He didn't listen to the pod.
You say you always want him out?
He doesn't listen to the pod. The day he listens to the pod, then we can have a talk. But I'm broadcasting my feelings about how I don't want him.
I love my sons.
No, I'm just kidding. It was actually, I'm so excited to have him. Hmm? I want to be real about that. It's very exciting to have him, and I love him very much. Who's your sons? Nick Yingling?
MXS, my Valorant team.
Oh, they beat Sen, bro.
They won.
No shit.
They beat Sen.
Holy moly bears.
So I was in a call with Nick Wang and a few other Valorant players when it was going down, and we saw map one, and it was not looking good.
Bet y'all were haters.
We lost 13-2 map one.
Oh my gosh, Areno.
And it looked like Sentinels was going to stop.
Tens doing some crazy shit on Bind.
But then I saw Mr. Brock drop a fucking ace in the second map.
Yep.
Let's
and,
go.
And then Brock got the 3v1 to win.
3v1 clutch.
That was sick.
This sounds exciting. Was this yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Okay.
Fucking sick.
I have a bit. So I'm logged into Valorant while this is playing out, and I tuned in right at the end of the first map, and I see the boys get 13-2'd, and I'm like, fuck, man. It's not even close. This is bad. And I see Zekin online in a custom lobby on my friends list, and I type to him in like broken words. I'm like, you need to throw. You have no idea what's at stake. I will lose my job. You will fire me tomorrow.
Did he respond?
Yeah, he's like, I'll do what I must.
Dude, he's so fun.
He is.
He's
fun.
He's in fucking waiting for the second game of a fucking tournament game. He's like, I'll respond to Aiden. That's
great. You know what? He did throw in the third game.
Yeah. The
jump
fix
like
is
eight.
In.
Wait, he did?
I mean, I don't know if he threw. I don't think he threw.
The
but
fix
not
is in. We here at Moist X Moguls, of which I am COO, we throw.
Nope.
We will take
it's
any
not even
payment.
The name.
Not even the
any payment.
You don't even know the name
as,
of the team.
Your CRO.
This is my CRO,
is
Chief of Legal as well.
What is CRO?
Chief
Revenue
Officer.
Okay.
And
so,
officer of bands.
Let me explain something that we do here at the company, which is an esports team that we are majority owners.
We are majority owners together. We both have majority together somehow.
CEO doesn't do much.
Okay.
The CEO is more of a puppet.
Who's the CEO?
Who knows?
No, you maybe.
Could
I don't
be
don't
you.
Do much.
Maybe. Is that, yeah. That'd be fun for you.
Yeah.
You're CEO.
Yeah. You're the CEO.
That's cool. All
right, do the hands. You do the hands.
So what at here at MoistXMogulsXShopify.com.
Don't do the hands in.
We will field any bribe to do whatever you like.
We wouldn't do that.
Money.
Yeah. Put any bet and any betting center down on any of the matches and we will change the results to match your bet.
The results will make you happy.
Ludwig, I was thinking we can make a lot more money with your esports team if we fixed all the matches.
Okay.
For Valorant skins.
Do you think, oh, dude, that'd be so fucking funny. Like, a player throws for a $90 skin. It's not like CSGO, bro.
Will, bro, Reaver Vandal
instead
is
of
tight.
Sending you, like, a $10,000 Dragon Lore, I'll give you a gift card whenever the Prime Vandal happens to show up in your shop.
So you can get it. And you can use your Radiant that you should already have to upgrade it.
To be fair, CS skins are about as valuable these days. The way they're dropping.
Oh, yo! Gingerman.
It's so bad.
Time to stand.
It's so bad.
In your box.
What's the knife at right now? CS2 is a unmitigated success.
So you purchased a knife.
I purchased a knife.
For how much money?
For $14,000.
And it went up to what?
And sharks?
It peaked at $19,000.
Ooh, okay, that's a big gain.
19.5.
That's a huge gain.
Okay, so it fell 40%. To...
And it is currently $13,300.
So we're in the red.
So you're only down 800.
I'm down about $700.
This is all Gaben's fucking fault.
It's twofold. The game has fallen a little flat. I think similarly to CSGO on its release, they're fixing it. Like the reception is getting better as more time passes, basically, because they are fixing the game. They just released it in a shit state. The other problem is the new engine makes the skin that I have look relatively worse than it used to.
Yeah,
so that is the other. So I also never
shit.
Revealed this on the podcast. I also have a very expensive pair of gloves.
Ugh.
And
on the same like idea of buying high, selling higher.
I just thought they look cool.
Okay.
And they do. And they're maintaining their value. The gloves, have gone down like a tiny amount from where I bought them, but they are holding.
Okay.
But the knife has like crashed, and it's because the game, it's not only because the game is like not great, but it's because there are other knives in the game that look relatively better that people want more now. So I'm in a bit of a tough spot because I don't know if the value will, even if the game is good, it's hard to say if it will actually rebound now.
It sucks playing the game because it feels like liquid dog shit in your fingers, running
here,
through your fingers.
And your teeth, and you're biting on all of it.
Our favorite fat burger eater, Yan.
Big burger, Yan.
The number one CS2 hater said he has been playing again and it feels a lot better.
So really?
There's something to be said there.
That's a big deal.
Along with like pro players and stuff.
What's got your attention there?
I'm looking at my knife.
You have a knife?
Yeah.
It's the one he cracked.
I
want to
see my knife.
Oh, you still have it?
M9 Marble Fade Bayonet.
And,
well, I didn't buy it. I bought it for like $3, but it's at $1,600.
Oh yeah, you're profiting
no
matter what.
That is insane.
So it's doing
get
all
it
right.
Twisted. God really does fuck around sometimes, doesn't he?
I think the true test here is I need to go look up what a 2011 Volkswagen TDI is worth right now.
Should have held on to that.
Because that's the real, if that went up, then I really made a mistake.
TDIs only go up.
The microchips are back. Everything's normalizing until we go to war with China, and then we're in trouble
and
again.
And it'll be decided between the CS traders.
Yeah.
The Chinese traders and the rest of the world.
We still need TSMC to run PCs to run CSGO. So we'll be in trouble. You should get into war.
Mine went up, by the way.
What does that mean?
The Moist Moguls, Moist X Shopify.
Oh, man.
Imagine you guys get involved in Taiwan.
It's a COO thing.
Oh, I'll take this one then.
Please.
We are going to play for Taiwan independence.
God. That'd be so raw.
That'd be raw as fuck, bro.
Come
why
on.
Are we
wouldn't
playing?
It be better? Think about it this way.
That's a good question.
Think about it this way. It would be way better if the wars were decided in Counter-Strike instead of actual wars.
I agree.
It would be better for everybody.
There would be a war at the result of the match, though.
No.
No, because we've agreed. We've all handshook.
Everyone respects
and
it.
And everybody honors their
yeah,
agreements.
Yeah, then I'm down.
You
then
have
I'm
to
down.
Honor it.
But we're still up playing.
I was thinking
we could.
About this.
No, because if we play and we win, we get access to TSMC in perpetuity.
We can do like a proxy war where we like trade a player.
No,
like,
we fight as Americans.
That doesn't make sense.
This morning, new Nintendo guidelines dropped for like tournaments and stuff, which there I don't know. There's a bunch. I don't think it's as doomer as like people make it out to be. But I was thinking about if Nintendo, imagine Nintendo just like sucks all the life out of the scene, and then we only have one man to turn to. And it's,
I thought about this today.
And it's Mohammed bin Salman.
Oh, no, I didn't think about that. You're talking about Mr. Ben saying?
Yeah, because they announced the Saudi Arabia Esports World Cup for next year. And they had like Cristiano Ronaldo on a panel to announce it. They have Ronaldo talking about esports to announce the World
Cup.
They
can't get him to do anything. They've paid him so much.
It's a bag.
Yeah, and they
he's
get...
He's like reading from... Super Mario and Hungry Box are going to be here.
and it seems Team Liquid plays second at Riyadh Masters this year.
I had a tweet that I fired off today that was specifically for you, and it was just about which esports journalist that Mr. Ben Sayan's going to put in a suitcase. And
it's going to be Richard Lewis.
Yeah, or Thorin. Thorin's getting chopped up. But yeah, do we take the Saudi money? Melee is too proud.
No,
we
Melee
didn't even
wouldn't
go gamble in Detroit, bro.
Dude, Melee won't even, and I'm not saying this was wrong, Melee won't even let Hungrybox host a tournament with a U.S. Army logo on it.
Damn fucking
Melee
right.
Melee is not going to go to Saudi
We're
Arabia
broke
for money.
And we have social justice.
Yeah.
You got to have, you pick one.
There was a booth at TwitchCon where you could 1v1 a Navy SEAL in a game.
Yeah, that was cool.
Was he shit?
She was shit.
Interesting. Right? You think she could beautiful be to fight for the steals?
Yeah. Sorry. Was she shit at the game?
I did not do this, so the story's not good. But
I talked to her because she came up to get a pick.
From she liked Dubbin.
Yeah.
She want Dubbin.
She was a Dubbin fan.
She want Dubbin.
She want Dubbin.
And I talked to her, and I was, and
how
she
old
was, like,
was she?
I don't know, 26 maybe.
Not a lot to do in the barracks.
She said she did not. I was like, "Oh, why are you in the SEAL?" She gave me one of these.
Oh,
that's crazy.
And then I think her specialty. Oh God, I forget what it was. Maybe like Mario Kart 8.
Okay.
She was. They had like a SEAL who specialized at each game.
Yeah, she's in tier D with Bear in the Mario Kart 8 lounge, which is about mid. That's about mid tier. Pretty decent.
I love the idea of fucking Bear and a Navy SEAL playing Mario Kart together.
It's Bear and Navy trying to SEAL. Network. Fucking six French people and six Japanese people in the lobby. That's every Mario Kart 8 competitive lobby is all French and Japanese.
The French crush.
Japanese.
What?
Some things.
Apparently, they're selling weapons now. Did you know that?
To who?
That France manufactures arms? I didn't know this.
That's tight.
Is it tight, Ludwig?
Are they making good bank?
They are.
Allons-y.
Do the French have 3D printers? Do they make 3D printed guns?
No, they make real metal type guns.
40.
40?
D-L-D. 4D is a dimension, is a different in France.
Do you know how to say 76 in French?
The pussy. We call them fish.
It's close.
What is it?
It's 79.
No. Dick snuff.
Dick snuff.
Dick snuff.
60 dick snuff.
What's that first thing you're saying?
You guys are crazy.
60.
Yeah, what's that?
Like sucking on?
That's what it means?
No, it means 60.
Bone swap.
Oh.
You say 60, and then like, if you want to say like 75, you go 60, 15.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Why?
What the fuck is wrong with them?
Why?
And then if you want to say 80, you say 420, 3. And that would mean like 83.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. The way they count is fucked up.
That's
yeah,
so
it's not
weird.
Like it's not like
why did they do
it's
that?
It's like Spanish or English.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they get to 80. They're like 80, which is 423. And it's
so you have to do math to count?
Well, I think
no.
It probably just becomes the word.
Yeah.
In your mind.
Instead of 80, you just do 80. You're not like, oh, what's 4 times 20?
But it literally means 4 times 20.
Yeah.
Do you think that they thought about this when they were making bullets?
I think they make bullets better than they made the counting system.
That's pretty cool.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Why do you guys got nukes? Do you think you could go over to France, Dubbin, and ask them, guys?
They were second, right?
Second?
Third? Have the nuke?
Yeah, weren't they early?
They were definitely not second, because I think...
Wait, I thought the Soviets were... I just assumed the Soviets were second,
because
they have so many.
Because we remember the
Soviets. But I don't actually know, I'm realizing.
Zipper, can you look up the ranking of who got nukes first?
I got this.
Do you even know all of the countries? It's not that
I know every country that has a nuke.
I don't think he does. Aiden definitely does.
Aiden rattled them off when he was drunk. Yeah. It was beast.
Yeah, they do it fucking hammered.
The UK, France, and then China.
Okay. I told you this in a long pod episode ago. I just memorized the list of from End of Z World.
Ugh.
Where they list off every country of the nuke.
What if we all go to a country that's not ours and we try to convince them to lay down their nuclear arsenal?
That is a fire YouTube video. What if we're successful?
What if we did it? Huh? Like, what if we did it?
Into, like, the idea of the video.
I go to Italy.
That is nukes.
Wait, we separate?
Yeah.
Okay,
we split up, and whoever comes back with the most countries nuclearly disarmed.
Oh, so we have to do multiple.
Well, there's only 7. Yeah, because it's a competition.
Yeah.
Right. But 7, so don't act like it's none of us are going to get higher than 3.
Right.
They've been working on this problem for a while.
I don't even think there are 12. Are there 12 countries?
There's 9.
So we couldn't all get 3.
Huh?
That's why it's a competition.
No, but that's why it's a competition. Oh, okay.
What's your strategy? How do you.
My strategy?
Yeah, what's your strategy? How are you making. I don't know. Where would he go?
Sweet talk.
I go to the UK. I say, I love. Let's go to the pub. Let's talk about it. Yeah. And then
a local,
and then
so
we,
I'm actually also gonna go to the UK to swoop in after he's
we go,
done
no,
with
we
that
go
conversation.
With the Arctic Monkeys guy Alex Turner, and me and him, and we talk to the queen or the king. We talk to the queen's dead bones.
I was,
right.
And we say,
you bring her bones.
We bring her bones in a big jar.
And, well, what's all that?
And we start chewing on them. And we say, hey, these bones are good, I know. These bones are somewhere in my teeth like that. And then we convince them to lay down their arms.
I'm going to go to China because I speak Chinese. And then I'm going to say in Chinese, if I defeat you in
say
this
right
game
now in
of go.
Say it right now in Chinese.
Wo shi go.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That means... I am go.
That sentence alone might save us.
And they're just so impressed. They're just like, oh my God, he did it.
Well, thank you for watching the yard.
No,
everyone.
Give me your pitch to the
we're
French guy.
10 minutes over.
No, we're literally 1 minute over. Give me your pitch. I'm the French president.
Macron.
I go, keep the nukes. Everyone else is losing sales. We have more now. Vive la France.
And with that, vive la France. And we'll see you on the French episode of the Patreon, in which we all only speak French.
Bienvenue.
And we'll bienvenue as well
It'll
to
be
you.
Aiden speaking Chinese and me speaking French.
All four words that you guys know. See you next time.